The new Amazon documentary series Lula Rich tells the story of Lula Rowe, a multi-level marketing company that sells women's clothes to people who then turn around and sell those clothes to customers. Lula Rowe saw huge growth in the 2010s, but some allege the company is actually a pyramid scheme that makes most of its money by recruiting people who pay thousands of dollars up front to become Lula Rowe sellers. Our next guest says consumers should be careful before getting into multi-level marketing businesses and has some advice on what to watch out for. Christine Whelan is a clinical professor of consumer science at UW-Madison School of Human Ecology. Christine, welcome back to Central Time.
Thanks for having me on.
Give us the basics, please, Christine. What are multi-level marketing companies?
So multi-level marketing companies are companies where you yourself are selling a product direct to consumers, but you're also recruiting people to sell underneath you. And the more people that you have working for you, you get bonuses off of their sales as well. So multi-level marketing companies are legal, whereas pyramid schemes are not. And the difference between those two really is, do you make most of your money off of recruiting people, or do you make most of your money off of selling products? So this is where LuLaRoe got into some trouble.
What is it that, at least in this documentary, makes it look like LuLaRoe may have crossed that line from legitimate multi-level marketing to maybe a pyramid scheme?
The bonuses that some members of the LuLaRoe empire were receiving were $90,000, sometimes even $100,000 a month. And those huge bonuses were not coming from the sale of leggings and t-shirts. Those were coming from the fact that the people up at the top of the pyramid scheme had dozens, hundreds, even thousands of people who were buying in to the LuLaRoe empire, buying stock of $5,000 to $10,000 of merchandise, and then trying to sell it. So this is where multi-level marketing becomes a pyramid scheme and becomes something that is going to be illegal.
I want to listen to how LuLaRoe talked about people who were critical of them. This is a clip from that series. Mark Stidham here, one of the founders of the company, talking on a call to LuLaRoe sellers. Here's a listen.
Don't put up with people who detract from our culture. If we're going to maintain the culture strong, the sooner that truth comes out, the sooner they can either make a decision to align or to leave.
And in the documentary, LuLaRoe sellers describe a culture of you're with us or you're against us. Is that a common theme in multi-level marketing companies?
It is. And, you know, this is where some people would say it heads into cult status, because the relentlessly positive attitude of, you know, if you work hard enough, you can sell, be an entrepreneur, be a small business owner in your own home. All these sort of messages of mostly female empowerment that were actually hurting women rather than helping them. What we see with LuLaRoe is that the bottom 70% were not making money. In fact, they were losing money, whereas the people up at the top of the pyramid, they were the ones who were cashing in. So these positive messages that are really selling people a bill of goods in terms of what their future success is going to be like if they make an investment in the company.
Talking to Christine Whelan from the UW-Madison School of Human Ecology, looking at multi-level marketing companies, pyramid schemes, what the line is between them, looking at the new Amazon Prime docuseries, Lula Rich. Christine, I want to flip things around and look at this, if you will, through the eyes of a prospective seller for one of these companies, probably a woman, as you said. Maybe their neighbor or friend is making that pitch to get them on board to make that initial buy-in. What kind of things should that person be weighing as they decide whether this is worth the risk?
The big question is, you know, does it look too good to be true? Because if it does, it probably is. So when women were making $10,000 investments buying leggings, the idea was that they were buying them at $10 a legging and they were going to sell them at $25 a legging, making $15 profit each time over and over, and then they could really make hundreds of thousands of dollars. The challenge was, though, that they did not get a choice in terms of what leggings to order, and they were going to be asked to sell anything that came to them. If they were not successful in their sales, they were told it's their fault. So anytime you have a company that is saying, you know, it's all on you and we're only offering encouragement, then that's something to be a little concerned about.
A big concern seems to be, again, that line between business and pyramid scheme. If most of the money appears to be coming from recruiting other salespeople as opposed to just selling the product to people, is that a big red flag?
It is. And that really is the biggest red flag. And that's, again, when you go into a pyramid scheme. So if you are being encouraged to look the part, to look like you are affluent so that other people want to come join the company and come under you, if you are really seeing your salary and bonuses coming from other people's buy-in rather than from your own sales, that's when things become very, very suspicious. And when we see this, especially with women who are trying to balance family life and earn some money as well, you know, we really see that this company was preying on the vulnerable and taking advantage of women who wanted to work and also wanted to be with their family.
Do you see multi-level marketing companies that you think get it right, that are not just on the right side of the law, but can be reasonable investments of time and other resources for people to get involved in?
So certainly there are all sorts of companies that have been incredibly successful. In fact, companies like Amway have been so successful that you don't even know what products are owned by them anymore. So there are these companies that are out there that have done it legally and potentially have done it well. If you're a person who is interested in getting involved in one of these companies, you have to be willing to sell to your friends. You have to be willing to cross that line of business and personal friendship. And for many people, that's a little bit uncomfortable. The opportunities, though, seem really promising for many people, especially when we're telling women that they need to be in charge of everything in the home. And so if you are limited in terms of the hours you can work outside the home, this can seem like a very good deal.
That's one thing that always concerned me about this is that you have to take your personal relationships with friends and family and instrumentalize them, business them up. Do we lose something, you think, when that happens?
Yes, and I think that, you know, a lot of people listening might say, oh, that's really cringeworthy. I would never want to do that. But that actually is a statement that would come from a position of some privilege, right?
Mm-hmm,
because
right.
If you are struggling to make ends meet, then you need to make a couple hundred dollars, however you can. And this is how these multi-level marketing schemes get people involved.
In just our last minute or so, are there efforts to change the laws around multi-level marketing companies to make it clear what is allowed and what isn't okay?
So there are whistleblowers who are looking at all the multi-level marketing companies and who are keeping an eye on things and when things turn into pyramid schemes. These companies fly below the radar a lot of the time, and so they can be hard to look at until they get big. In the case of LuLaRich, it got so big, LuLaRoe got so big that the LuLaRich documentary certainly captures how they had a rise and a fall. So it's a sort of buyer beware for all of these things. And it's interesting to learn more about it so we can all be savvier consumers.
Christine, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you.
We've been talking to Christine Whelan. She's a clinical professor of consumer science at UW-Madison School of Human Ecology. She was with us today for a look at multi-level marketing companies and the new Amazon docuseries LuLaRich, looking at the company LuLaRoe. And let us know if you've had an experience, good or bad, with one of these companies. If you've watched this documentary, you can tell us what you think. Email ideas@WPR.org, or you can tweet us @CentralTimeWPR.